Good job, Apple Photos teams.
Finally updating it for the New Year's. You got the
new nice images. Like this green exhibit. Vitrines Project, Apple on Washington. Good job, good vibes. Good morning. It's actually funny too, because like honestly a lot of these nice pictures are just essentially street photos. And so one of these things. What's up, Dom? You staying warm, bro?
Yeah,
stay warm, stay warm. Just do some jumping jacks real quick. Yeah, this one's an old one. I already done seen that one. Maybe that's new. Nice composition. Pretty nice. Actually, I like this. This is like, just show more picture of people happy. It's like, why so miserable? All right. So the philosophy of thinking. And also one man, one jacket, military Gore-Tex, $5,000 USD. Straight from Afghanistan. Shout out to my brother-in-law Khan. Yeah, military Gore-Tex, the real stuff is legit. It's so funny because like all these people be like anti-military and blah blah, right? And the truth is, let me just share some thoughts. Everyone thinks that Israel is Jewish people. Okay, all this nonsense, conspiracy theories. The truth of the matter is the American military runs the world. Like, think about fiat currency, the US dollar. Why do people accept it? Why do people, you know, whatevs? It's because America's got the big stick. What, we owe what, like $700 trillion in debt to China? Or I even lost track of the number. Like, 70 trillion, 10, like, an astronomical number, right? We own a trillion pizzas to, we own 100 trillion pizzas to China, right? It's like, how many Panda Expresses can you get, right? I call it the Panda Express index. At what point is one not permitted to spend more money on a bowl of orange teriyaki or whatever, right?
Good shout out to Margot. Wait.
On top of the hills. Place is nice.
Wait.
You see Margot? That place is really good. Go there for the aesthetics and stuff like that. Tell him that Kim sent you. Let's see if I can just do this on normal mode. Okay, so okay, so the truth is the American military runs the world, right? Like, how is it that we keep printing out more fake monies, fiat currencies into the system? It's because America, our military power, we're like, yo, give me your oils and stuff like that. And the interesting thing too is, truth be told, even in today's world, like, oil is still really important. Like, I mean, Elon Musk, Tesla, great. Still, it looks like Americans, we addicted to the gasoline. I mean, this is where I think Cybertruck is so interesting. Is the, honest, come on. You get a Cybertruck in beast mode. Gotta get the beast mode, right? You get a Cybertruck in beast mode. Ain't nobody gonna be wanting to drive this like loser ass Ford F-150 Raptor, right? And shout out to the Platform Parks. I'm just like, I'm just gonna use my iPad Pro as my my new GoPro. Oh yeah. So if you want to find happiness and pure joy, find it here in Culver City. The problem is the low-life capability is not so good, but whatevs. Say live, I know that we the new slaves. I'm about to... Okay, another fun fact, right? The big-ass green red building across the street, it's actually owned by Warner Brothers Discovery, which actually owns HBO Max, so that's why there's all these HBO Max stuff here. Yeah, there's the Margot on top. Shout out to Margot. Like, go there for the granite and the super wabi-sabi's bathrooms. And even this, what, Il Buca Vita? Hey, look at all this, like, random kitchenware assortments. It's like, the trend of the future is everyone's becoming more ancestral.
Yo, look at these beautiful ass lights.
So beautiful, guys. Yeah, so anyways, the fact of the matter is US military runs the planet, blah blah. I actually grew up doing a lot of like social justice. I like, honestly, okay, so my critique about the whole like, you know, woke ass progressive social justice stuff is honestly, I grew up in that. I was part of this group called Kaya, Korean American Youth Association, part of KCCB in Oakland. It's a Korean Center for the Center of the East Bay. You know, I learned about all the LGBT, LGBTQ stuff all the way back in high school. So I've already been done indoctrinated since the back day. I learned that Republicans were the devil and you know, military was evil, blah, blah. And I always thought too, as a kid, like, if all the money we put in the military, we just put into education, the world would be a better place. I'm starting to realize more as an adult. I'm 35 right now, born in 88. The new thought I have is surplus sale. Never sell the surplus, just throw it in the trash. Actually, destruction is the key component to a real luxury brand. You can't sell it, just throw it into the furnace. That's what Louis Vuitton does, right? And Versace. He's like, can't pass up Versace. Okay. So that's some facts, some super facts. So
yeah, look at this. So Zen no wabi. So
yeah, actually pro tip is some like simple vlogging. iPad Pro, just the smallest one, the 11 incher, ultra wide mode, 720p seems totally sufficient and fine. What was he talking about? Anyways, I always get distracted, that's why all this is so good. But anyways, long story short, America military runs the planet, blah blahs, and America's the bad guy. But it feels good to be. Oh yeah, I was talking about the workhouse. Yeah, so honestly, that's why anyone throws no like fucking nonsense woke ass talk to me. Like, I'm extremely critical, you know, because I had already, you know, I grew up in the Bay Area, like East Bay, Alameda, Oakland, stuff like that. So I'm like OG, you know, liberal to this. And honestly, like, I still self-identify as a leftist, liberal Democrat. I'm Korean, Korean American Catholic, right? But anyways, so. Independent thing to do. Okay, so thinking in order to become a better thinker, a more free-spirited thinker, essentially is pretty simple. You just gotta just delete, subtract. Like, my simple heuristic is every day delete one app or something from your phone, iPad, your laptop, application folders in your MacBook Pro, whatevs. You can get to a point where you just don't got no more apps. Like, I done did this like a billion times in Vietnam. And that was to a point I just got rid of my phone and locked it in a safe in the hotel room. And the true tip is the real best way to become a better independent thinker, blah blahs, just get rid of your phone. And also another pro tip, I'm a big fan of the iPad Pro, the 11 incher, no stupid keyboard, no pencil. Anybody who gets a pencil or keyboard, use not a real one. I'll long live Steve Jobs and Jony Ive. And actually the thought I had too was, ever since Jony Ive dipped out of Apple's, Apple is essentially the new Microsoft. I mean, I have admiration for Tim Cook. I mean, read the Walter Isaacson biography on Steve Jobs. Tim Cook is a logistical mastermind, which is good, but doesn't have a creative vision. And nobody have a creative vision no more. Okay, so check this out. Isn't that the most awesome wabi-sabi thing of all time? Look at this. It's like fucking dirt and shit. And, Look at that hole there, right? This actually, I kind of like the wabi-sabi vibes here. And also, shout out to my friend Irving at Juliet. He deserves a raise. This restaurant here is super nice. Yeah, apparently a lot of Hollywood actors and Disney Plus, Sony Pictures, a lot of them eat here. And I can't believe I just live here. Actually, yeah. If you want happiness, move to Culver City, the Arts District, 100% pedestrian lifestyle. Also, like, I'm doing some research on David Geffen, you know, the guy who... So LACMA, the LA Center for... LA Center Modern Arts Museum or whatever, right? Go to Metropolis 2, the... Essentially, imagine, like, Legos and cars on steroids. It's effing insanely amazing. Best exhibit of all time. I could watch it for hours. Me, Cindy, Seneca, our mind was blown. And also, there's a thing called, like, what? Next Generation LA? It's just like, you just got a kid. Until they're 18, they could go there for free until they're 18 years old. So, San's only, what, 3 years old? And then you could bring an adult for free. So, it's, yeah. I mean, parking's like $20, but fucking c'est la vie. You know, it's so funny. People are so anti-paying money for parking. But honestly, it's like not a big deal. It's like, yo, you finna give your kid a mind-expanding, blowing experience. It's only $20. I mean, come on, you can't even buy a Chipotle sandwich for $20 nowadays, let alone some Taco Bells. So delete Instagram, delete the YouTubies. I also recommend don't listen to podcasts, especially, okay, this is a simple heuristic. Don't watch nothing supported by advertising. Doesn't matter if they gotta pay their bills. It's like, he's like, y'all, like, so don't trust the Tim Ferrisses. Don't trust, let's face it. I mean, I love Joe Rogan. I think it's hilarious. But I think because he done got bought out by Spotify, and then I don't know if he has advertising to do this. I mean, I only watched him because I wanted to watch Elon Musk interview, which was great. Even Lex Friedman, right? I think he's super cool. But like, why does he have ads? Like, just like, yeah, just fund your, like, if you just use Spotify for podcasts, it don't cost you nothing to host your podcast free. So like, why do you need advertisers to pay the bill? Like, and then people say, oh, you gotta make a living, I'll pay my rent, my staff. I'm like, come on, just do it yourselves. Yeah, don't trust none of them. So only trust podcasters who don't have ads. I mean, you even gotta be sus of everyone, be sus of me. But at least, I mean, I don't have ads. And at this point, pro tips for new YouTubers. The secret actually is disable the comments, likes, views, stuff, and just upload it because it's a free place to upload and host your videos. Don't seek to monetize YouTubies. That's not the goal. Only the best way to think about YouTube is it's free marketing. I mean, you just go there, you know, people get to know you. And actually, it's funny because like 99% of people who attend my workshops, they don't watch my videos on the YouTubies. And it's so funny when people's like, they're not like, oh, Eric, I love your blog, your website. They're always like, I love your YouTube channel. I'm like, cool. And then apparently still nowadays, kids who are like 7 years old, they want to grow up and become YouTubers. So yeah, YouTube going to be around for a minute. TikTok, not so much. And let us not forget, it's owned by the Tencent Corporation, which is mainland China. I mean, you want to do the TikTokies? That's fine for you, but if you're on TikTok, you're anti-American. Yeah, I think mainland China, I mean, like, the funny thing too is that, like, mainland Chinese people are actually really cool, like, very open-minded, very great, awesome. I have no problems about anybody, their nationalities. The bigger issue is government. So don't trust mainland China. I mean, like, as long as they still like censoring the what Tiananmen Square things and the massacres and stuff like that, it's yes, not good. And I'm also starting to think that the new oligarchs of the world, you know, as long as you like embed with the mainland Chinese government, just trying to accumulate and accrue your own personal wealth, I find that quite non-manly, I guess is the closest thing. It's so funny too, it's like nowadays you're not allowed to be nationalistic. Like, I can't be a German. Like, this is actually funny. So I went to Germany, I was in Berlin, and then I went to the thrift shop, I got a German jacket with a German flag on it. I thought it was super cool, right? And I'm like, you know, bloodthirsty American, right? And I'm like proudly wearing it. And then we went to Amsterdam, Netherlands, and then people like be staring at my military jacket with a German flag on it, and they'd be like kind of uncomfortable by it. And I'm like, yo, it's not my, it's like, yo, my bad, Holland, Amsterdam, you know, the Dutch. It's like, it's not my fault that you know, the Germans done took it over your country during the war because your military wasn't that strong. So even nowadays in Germany, you're not allowed to wave a German flag or else you're like a Nazi, right? Unless it's a sporting event. You could do it twice a year, what, German holiday, and you're watching football, right? And then also, I think we should stop using the word Neo, like neo-Nazi. Neo means new, like Neo from the Matrix. The issue was saying Neo, neo-capitalism, neoliberalism, blah, blah. Hey, nobody really understand what that means. Just say new. It's like, you new Nazis. Or you have some new, just say Nazis, right? And what is a Nazi? I was doing some research, ChatGPTs, don't use Wikipedia. It's not good. Wiki quote is actually not too terrible. But anyways, let us not forget that Hitler started the Nazi Socialist Party. It was technically the, like, we equate Nazis with like being, you know, Satan, right? The devil. But let's not forget, technically the Nazi Party, they're almost like the leftist liberal socialist government. They're kind of more about populism and, you know, kind of like low-key Marx-Leninism insofar much as focused on production it is, right? So essentially a Nazi is somebody who doesn't permit you to act a certain way. So the reason why I find all this woke-ass talk so annoying is... So, like, let's say, you know, you want me to talk to you a certain way, right? I'm like, that's fine, right? But you cannot force me to talk to you a certain way. But if it makes you feel uncomfortable, it's like, it's not my fault. It's like you eat meat, that makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, you eat vegetables, that makes me feel uncomfortable. They're like, yeah, but it's a food, right? So everyone's always trying to game somebody else. So yeah, delete all the platforms, stuff like that. And also the thing with thinking is, you got to start walking in order to think. So typically in my new workflow, I don't know why, guys, I'm like waking up very early, like 3:30, 4:30, 3:45. I don't know. I don't wish this upon my worst enemy. But yeah, I wake up, have a bunch of coffee, and then just go on a walk. And I think the secret of happiness is muscular strength, good sleep, and like 100% pedestrian lifestyle. Like, my thought is it's better to rent an apartment in an extremely, extremely desirable location that you could just like literally walk everywhere, like Culver City Arts District, to the downtowns, rather than live in a $100 million mansion in Malibu and be stuck in your little bunker compound, right? And the funny thing too is, like, I'm doing some research at David Geffen, like, people be so salty about the billionaires, right? And then I'm just like, why are you so jealous? Like, they stuck on a yacht, like that kind of sucks. Like, I like land, because even if you have a $40 billion yacht, you can't actually walk around that far. And ultimately, I still think we like being part of society. Hollywood producers, the people who really run Hollywood, they super smart, like David Geffen. Ain't nobody know what he looks like. So he can just walk around in public and not have be hounded by other peoples. Whereas if he is a Brad Pitt, you can't walk around in public without being mobbed by fans and stuff like that. So my thought is, what they do in Hollywood is the producers, the directors, who nobody knows who they are. Like, even the Wachowski brothers, now the sisters, they were super duper smart to never do no interviews, so nobody who even know who they are, so they could just live a normal life. Whereas, like, you can't be Keanu Reeves and just like stroll into an Erewhon or a TJ's or a Core Power without having people mob you, right? So these are pretty good. Having privacy. Privacy and security. Privacy and security. Let's see, how do we do this? Privacy, security, and freedom. More security, less freedom. Okay, so I actually had a funny thought. So, yeah, so, okay, once again, let's say you're a billionaire, trillionaire. Not as cold today, right?
Not as cold today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How you doing, bro?
Doing well, man. How about yourself?
I'm like, oh, man, I almost died last night, bro.
What the hell?
Do you know what happened?
No, what happened, dude?
So, you know, it's like been kind of cold, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn on the heater, right? So it's like, it's one of those old school gas electric lamp heaters, right? And you know, you got to turn on the pilot light and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, we turn it on. And I'm just like a little bit concerned because like, I'm not that good with that, right? And then, you know, especially with gas, carbon monoxide bullshit, right?
Yeah.
So we turn it on. It's like, okay, it looks like it works, right? And turn it on, like woke up super early, turn it on, right? And I tried to turn on the heater and then the carbon monoxide thing went off. I think we set up the thing incorrectly, so it was just shooting carbon monoxide in the apartment. My 3-year-old kid was just sleeping, my wife was sleeping. Fortunately, the carbon monoxide thing, it turned on and just woke us all up. Cause like, can you imagine if that shit wasn't working, we didn't change the batteries, y'all sleeping and shit, fucking carbon monoxide there, it's y'all just dying in your sleep, bro.
Yeah.
I'm only 35 years old, 3-year-old kid, or what? Is that crazy?
That's crazy as shit, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, you got saved, dog. You
that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I woke up, chill. I'm like, I'm fucking alive, bro. I'm alive. Yeah, I ain't dead, right? So I'm like, I ain't finna do no shit to like, I'm like, yeah, it's just like, because I'm being honest, like, you, bro, you should change your carbon monoxide thing. Check your apartment, check your house and stuff like that.
Because
that shit is fucking real, bro. And they always say that, like, don't go to sleep with the heater on, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, it's cool. Like, people do it, right? But I'm like, now I really understand.
Yeah, dude, it's a risk.
Yeah.
See, the with the gas ones, done. In my defense, honestly, just grab an electrical one.
They're yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the thing is, we have an electrical one, right?
Mm.
But then, you know how it's more, it's technically more expensive, right? Because gas is cheaper, right? But, like, I'm always, like, kind of low-key sus. I mean, my wife, she told me when she woke up, she had, like, dreams about, you know, the movie Backdraft and, you know, firefighters and shit, right? So I'm like, now moving forward, if there's any sort of concerns about this bullshit, mm-hmm. I ain't finna like do that shit myself, cause like I don't trust myself, cause like yeah fucking scary, man.
Or YouTube it. Just YouTube it and just see if
yeah, the thing too is with the YouTubes, right?
Yeah.
Like it's good, right? But still, like, what if the machine's just broken? I didn't know.
True that.
Yeah. Or like, you know, or cause technically, even if you had some legit person come and set it up today, right? Like, sometimes people make the mistake, like, you know, they say, oh, okay, it works, and they just dip out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let's say in the middle of the night, it's like, oh, it's cold, I don't want my kid to be cold. And now you turn on the gas heater, then boom, your kid dies of carbon monoxide poisoning. You're so sad!
Yeah, that's crazy.
My first kid, bro. Yeah.
That's scary as hell.
So if you died in your sleep because of carbon monoxide poisoning, but you done lived, how would you live your life differently?
Dude, appreciate every day, dude. Every fucking minute. Because you never know when it's your time.
Yeah.
Things like that are very, like,
fucking crazy, yeah.
When it happens, dude, it catches you. Like,
yeah. And then I'm just, like, thinking, too. It's like, you know, it's like, we're all like, oh, you know, got to save up money. Got to do. And you're, like, worrying about all this bullshit. I'm like, man, you're, like, looking at the Grim Reaper. You're just like, no, that shit fucking matters. No, that shit matters. What's your name?
Eloy.
How you spell?
E-L-O-Y.
Well, what's the name of your, what's the story of your name? I never heard of Eloy.
It's called...
My name's Eric, so we both start with E.
Eric?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Eric.
Yeah. So Eloy, what's your...
The story behind that one,
yeah.
It's for my grandpa.
Yeah.
So it's...